This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Roger Stone coming up in the next segment after a Paul Joseph Watson report is going to be taken over.
Yep.
And then Owen Schroyer in the War Room after that, 3 o'clock Central. Tomorrow I'm going to be in here live, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at least, probably earlier if all hell broke loose. But the communists said they launched their attack at about 1 Central, according to all their websites. They say the main attack, shooting police, bombing things, beating people's brains out, will start then. They have New York Times ads saying, rise up, overthrow Trump. So we'll be covering that. But, you know, seriously, I'm sick of Hillary. I'm sick of Bill Clinton, all of them. But if they're destroying the corrupt, evil Democratic Party and not giving the rhinos cover anymore, then I want to see this whole political system burn down to the ground, and I want to destroy the Republic. So we really should get behind Hillary 2020. I'm with her, the exploratory committee. And I actually think about raising money for her and just being her biggest booster. But almost I don't want to, Ken, because that maybe they'll figure out that really she is cyanide to their party. But I think they've already figured it out. But she may win the civil war up there with Pelosi and the rest of them and the other sea hags that they've got in charge of the party.
No, I think you're right, Alex. I think we need to draft Hillary Clinton 2020. Look, clearly they've looked at their bank account and they've decided we haven't stolen enough. We need the opportunity to steal some more. Maybe even Chelsea can steal more than she's already stolen. And therefore, she wants to go in 2020. God bless her. Please grab the nomination. In fact, I'm going to announce right now, my book, The Clinton's War on Women, will be out in the new edition if she runs. We'll get all the new corruption, the new lies about Russian interference in the election. You know, the mainstream media was right, Alex. There was a candidate nominated by one of the two major parties in bed with Vladimir Putin. There was a presidential candidate whose top aides were making millions off of the oligarchs around Putin. Unfortunately for them, that candidate was Hillary Clinton.
Oh, and by the way, just saying, who said 6 months ago there's a brewing civil war in the Democratic Party? Who said it 2 weeks ago and then the last week and Drudge picked it up? Now, let's put it back up. It's in the New Yorker magazine today and yesterday. The Democratic civil war is getting nasty even if no one is paying attention. Isn't that cute? We're, again, 100% insanely dead on.
Now, I remember when you had an interview, I think was conducted by Richard Reeves with a superdelegate who actually told our cameras, oh, it doesn't matter whether Bernie gets more votes. It doesn't matter whether he gets to the convention with a higher vote total than Hillary Clinton. She's going to be nominated. It's preordained. That was a stunning piece of television journalism.
You know, since you mentioned it, we're going to come back with Paul's report. Then we'll play that. That'll give you about 6, 7, 8 minutes to get everything ready. I know you want to go get your notes. So that's going to happen after the break. In other news, what else are we watching, though? Because Mueller's still moving forward, even though he's been caught being a Russian bagman, literally. That's why he's so desperate to pin it on Trump. How's the swamp doing? I know it's launching chemical attacks on us. We're not going to get into yet. But how should we watch our six? How should we not be too confident?
Well, I'm going to examine yet again this decision by Jeff Sessions to recuse himself on the most important issue out there right now, which is Uranium-1. I just don't understand what's wrong with this man. There is no conflict there. He's not involved in any way in Uranium-1. And why he will not do the job that is constitutionally required of him, I don't
understand. He's got to go.
He really does. He's too concerned with busting people for smoking legal marijuana in the 29 states where the people have legalized it, grabbing people's assets when they haven't been convicted of any crimes. I mean, I was talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano about this about a week ago, and even he has sadly concluded, it's time for Jeff Sessions to pack it in and go.
Well, Jeff Sessions is already recusing himself from being the Attorney General.
In essence, absolutely.
And of course, they argue, well, he met three times, you know, a couple of years before. Well, that's what senators of his level do with the Russian ambassador.
Nothing improper or illegal about that.
I mean, Pelosi met 30 times. He met three times. It's just crazy. All right, Roger Stone, straight ahead. Please spread the word about the broadcast. You're the reason we reach people and get through the big censor systems of Google and others. Email our articles, the videos, spread the links. This is how we win. I salute you all. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
The Arabic chant, Allah Akbar, God is great, sometimes said under the most beautiful circumstances.
So an Islamic terrorist kills eight people before chanting Allah Akbar, and your first response is to tell us how beautiful Allah Akbar is?
Allah Akbar, beautiful.
Too soon, Jake, too soon.
Allah Akbar, beautiful.
Yeah, it probably didn't sound too beautiful to the victims who were laying face down on the concrete, bleeding to death. But hey, at least Jake had the balls to say Allah Akbar, unlike the rest of CNN who refused to even run it on their news ticker, unlike this CNN reporter who refused to even describe the suspect.
Police know who he is, they have a description of him, I'm not going to share that at the moment.
Unlike the BBC who said he made a statement consistent with a terror attack.
What you're seeing is not Islam whatsoever. None of this is condoned, including the, you know, sacrificing and getting yourself killed at the end of a terrorist attack. None of that is Islamic. It's anti-Islamic.
Really? That'll be why there are 109 different verses in the Quran that talk about going to war against the non-believers. That'll be why the Quran specifically mentions a vast reward for martyrs who carry out attacks. But yeah, nothing to do with Islam. After all, he was just your local friendly Uber driver.
Acts of terror don't belong to any faith.
Really? I must have missed all those Mormons and Hindus mowing people down in trucks in major cities on a monthly basis. And let's not forget what our main concern should be after an Islamic terrorist butchers a bunch of innocent people. Someone, somewhere, might be mean to a Muslim.
Keep the Muslim fear-mongering to yourself, bigot. New Yorkers don't. With that, New Yorkers don't have an hysterical fear of Muslims, so no one bother marketing that. Here, it begins. CNN reports murderer said Allah Akbar. Cue the Islamophobia. Many Muslims will now have to answer to Manhattan. Unfortunate. I really hope that this pickup driver was not Muslim, because I'm not prepared for all this Islamophobia. The most Trumpian thing most people do is overreact to a small terrorist attack. Let's be supportive of the city, but let's not pretend powerful Islamophobia hasn't been a stain on the history of the city since God knows.
Yeah, I'd argue that Islamic terrorism has been more of a stain on New York City, given the, thousands of dead people murdered by Islamic terrorists. Do you even realize what a pathetic meme you've all become with this Islamophobic backlash crap? A lot of you were probably more offended by Halloween costumes than by this atrocity. You're not the victims here. Muslims aren't the victims here. There's never any substantial Islamophobic backlash, yet you trot out the same narrative after every single attack. Purely as a way to silence discussion about Islam. Purely as a way to shout down people demanding something be done to address Islamic terrorism. If you're your first concern after yet another bloody Islamic terror attack is people being mean to Muslims, then you're part of the problem. You're responsible for creating the chilling atmosphere that blocks society from confronting this evil.
And our government, seemingly, are powerless to stop this. And I have children, and they're growing up in London, and they take the tube, and I take the tube, and we all take public transport because I can't drive, right? So, and there's like bombers roaming free around the city, and our government, and the government before them, and the next government after this one will be powerless to stop it because of some hippie ideal about people's religious beliefs.
One of the factors that led to this attack can be traced back specifically to the left's obsession with political correctness. The terrorists came into America under the Diversity Visa Program, a program designed to, quote, diversify the immigrant population in the United States. Because diversity is our strength, right? A visa program that Trump is trying to end and that Democrats are trying to maintain. Meanwhile, my government wants to let ISIS jihadists back into the country and give them taxpayer-funded benefits and housing. And if you think that sounds ridiculous, well, you're an Islamophobe. And then, you've got the nerve to portray conservatives as terrorists who want to mow down children with trucks, when that's exactly what Islamists are actually doing while you run defense for them. Oh, but the most disgusting thing is Trump supporters exploiting a tragedy to justify racism. Well, A, Islam is not a race, and B, that's exactly what you did after Charlottesville. Saying Manhattan attack represents Islam is as reckless as saying Charlottesville white supremacy rally represents white people / Christianity. Oh, you mean like virtually everyone on the far left did after Charlottesville? What did New Yorkers do after the attack? They went about their lives. How inspiring this brave citizen refuses to be distressed by something that didn't happen to her. Keep calm and carry on. It's pretty hard to go about your life when you're dead. It's pretty hard to go about your life when your son, daughter, husband or wife isn't coming home tonight. Oh yeah, and while this terrorist was being radicalized and plotting the attack, what was New York Mayor Bill de Blasio doing? He was rushing to Hamburg, Germany to show solidarity with rioting Antifa scumbags. He was warned about specific cases of radicalization, but he was too busy virtue signaling about how much he hated Trump to pay any attention. And what's the FBI been focusing on for the past year? Conspiracy theories about Russian collusion. Maybe the BBC's John Sopel gets it.
London, Barcelona, Berlin, Nice, Paris, and now New York. Fabulous cities now having this dreadful thing in common.
Islam? No. Vehicle attack. Those donned vehicles and their extremist ideology must be stopped.
Priority is containing the chaos, you dimwit. Widespread Islamophobia and panic does nothing to help that.
Now, the chaos has already been wrought. The clue being all those dead people on the floor. The priority is containing the ideology that caused the chaos. But people like you won't allow that to happen. The left won't allow that to happen because they're so virtuous and pure. They'd rather tolerate this than be called Islamophobic.
Allah Akbar, beautiful.
We're here at the Red Arrow Diner, and we've gone further down the bar here, and we found this gentleman. What's your name?
Bob Mulholland from Chico, California. I'm a DNC member, thus a superdelegate to the national convention.
Wow, so that's the first time I can think of that I've talked with a Democratic superdelegate. Tell us, how long have you been a superdelegate? How long have you been a delegate? And tell us a little bit more about the process of how you get to be a superdelegate.
There's several ways, but this will be my 11th national convention. I've been a superdelegate since 1992. In our case in California, you have to get elected by the California Democratic Party to be on the DNC. Obviously, Democratic governors are automatic superdelegates.
So, understandably, that it sounds like Hillary is going to have a huge edge when it comes to superdelegates. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And former DNC chairs like Howard Dean, who's from Vermont, he's known Bernie for decades, he's for Hillary. Yeah, the people who have worked with Hillary for decades are big supporters of her. If they haven't said so yet, they will over the next several weeks.
So roughly, when it comes to the Democratic National Convention, what is the rough total of delegates that are going to be available for the DNC?
Right now, about 4,800. So you need about almost 2,400 to get the nomination. And the way we work is that anybody who gets 15% more in election gets delegates. So this election will go all the way to California. Sanders will end up with well over 1,000 delegates, and Hillary will get the nomination.
Okay, now the superdelegates are basically what Hillary pretty much already has in her pocket. How many delegates does that amount to?
750 delegates. My guess is she probably has half of them committed to her. But she's out there working the precincts and working the states every day for every vote. And March 1st is Super Tuesday. At the end of the day, you will see that Hillary has the most delegates of regular people from caucuses like Iowa, from New Hampshire primaries, Nevada, South Carolina, and then all those states on March 1st.
I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, and you're at the Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back. In the meantime, don't change your settings. Stay tuned to the Alex Jones Show. We've got lots coming up. We are going to go through the president's tweets and analyze those. We're going to talk about blasphemy in the city of Philadelphia, where they're talking about removing the statue of Mayor Frank Rizzo.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Sanders, and I know a lot of my supporters may not believe this, but I listen to Roger Stone whenever he's on InfoWars. It's a great program, at least in my opinion.
And there you have it, the man of the hour, very much in the news, Senator Bernie Sanders. Thank you, Senator. We're going to be taking your calls today. You can call at 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX. I'm going to be proud to take your calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Frank Rizzo was a beat cop, and then he was the police commissioner, and then the two-term mayor of Philadelphia. Tough on crime in the 1970s. Frank Rizzo was on his way to an unprecedented third term as mayor, a comeback, this time as a Republican, when he was struck down by a massive heart attack. Now, there is talk about removing the statue of Big Frank Rizzo, known as the Bambino, sometimes called the Cisco Kid, from in front of the municipal building in Philadelphia. Now, Frank Rizzo was neither a slaveholder nor was he a traitor. In fact, he was a great American, sometimes called President Richard Nixon's favorite mayor. He crossed over to endorse Richard Nixon in the 1972 campaign against Senator George McGovern. Now, the city fathers in Philadelphia say that they're looking for alternate locations for Frank Rizzo's statue, but they won't mention where those alternative locations are. My guess is they are nowhere, and that the statue of Frank Rizzo is going to be removed in this hell-bent for leather dive towards political correctness. I'm particularly interested in the comments of CNN commentator Mike Smirkanish. Smirkanish is a brilliant legal analyst, one of the better commentators there at CNN, but he also is a former aide and protege of Frank Rizzo. So, Mike Smirkanish, I'll be looking for your comments on this travesty. Again, we're going to be taking your calls at 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX. I've been keeping a close eye on the Twitter feed of Donald Trump. Now, you can't follow me on Twitter anymore because just before the indictment of Paul Manafort and his longtime deputy, Rick Gates, and some fellow named Papadopoulos, who I have never heard of and who was a mere volunteer on the Trump campaign, I was unceremoniously banned for life by Twitter. This is a bit strange because, you see, that's not what they told me. When I would go to my Twitter feed, I was told that I was banned for 3 hours and 22 minutes. 322, the numbers of skull and bones. How convenient. Well, I waited and watched it click down and click down and click down until it was 1 minute before my suspension was to end, and then it all went black. Now, if you want to keep track of my exploits and what I'm up to, my supporters have put up something called Stone Cold Truth, at Stone Cold Truth. Go there now, and you can keep track of what I'm doing. I don't control that feed, but it does accurately reflect what I'm doing here at InfoWars. You, of course, can also go to the InfoWars feed to see what Roger Stone is up to. Because you see, folks, I won't be silenced. When I was in Washington Tuesday, I met with some of the top telecommunications lawyers in the country who believe I have an extraordinarily strong case on both First Amendment and antitrust grounds, as well as others. And therefore, I was heartened when I've been contacted by a number of multinational corporations, names you would recognize in the communications business, more than willing to financially underwrite a lawsuit against Twitter. And perhaps we shall have one. Stay tuned. The fight over Roger Stone's Twitter feed is not over. Yesterday, you can see a tweet from my wife who asks the obvious question, why is Roger Stone banned when the people who threatened to kill our family, our children, even our dogs, well, they're still up on Twitter? Good question, indeed. Let us then go to the phones, which we should be able to take our first call. A little hard for me to see here, but let's go to our first caller. Yes, Noel in Chicago. Noel, what do you have on your mind today for InfoWars?
Oh, Roger, always good hearing you on AM 890 here in the Windy City. I wish they'd give you more time, but, you know, that's corporate radio for you. But yes, always good hearing you in Chicago.
Glad to be there. Those are great guys. John and Ray, I love those guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you should take Big John to a proper tailor in Chicago. His style is a bit lacking over the years. I must say, fascinating, Mr. Stone, that as the months have progressed, I was in front of Donna Brazile in Las Vegas at UNLV at the convention, the final convention before the election, in which she went on for well over an hour or so defending that the DNC did not burn Mr. Bernie, and number two, that the Russians are behind the whole WikiLeaks fiasco. It's fascinating that now that Ms. Brazil is leading the charge in saying, in fact, that the Clintons rigged the Democratic electionary process. Fascinating. It's in your years and decades in the city of the District of Columbia, Mr. Stone, have you ever seen such a purge on a faction of a political group such as Clinton's as witnessing currently? And then secondly, can Mr. Trump, is it possible in his first term to truly drain the swamp in D.C.? I'm sure the political games he had to, you know, make concessions with Pence and Ryan Scubis and so forth, but can he truly drain the swamp in his first term?
Well, let me take those in order, if I may. Look, Donna Brazile is a very bright woman, a highly capable woman, and I think she has figured out that the Democratic Party cannot survive, cannot have a revival as long as the Clintons hang around. They are completely discredited. They have blown their credibility with the American people. They're viewed as having no integrity, no philosophy, only interested in lining their own pockets. And then when Hillary attacks Donald Trump as a sexual harasser, as a sexual assaulter, well, it just doesn't ring true. As we know, it's Bill Clinton who has raped and sexually assaulted multiple women. In my book, The Clinton's War on Women, I detail at least 24 women attacked by Bill Clinton. But more outrageously, it's Hillary Clinton who runs the cover-up, hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the nasty lawyers to silence his victims. We'll be right back, and I'll take the second part of your question.
We are on on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of corruption in this country. And if you want to hear about corruption, then you'll listen to Roger Stone on InfoWars, because he tells the truth.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. A little vintage Rolling Stones there, a little tune by Chuck Berry. Now, I want to come back to the second part of Noel's question, and that is about the large number of Bush alum in the Trump administration. An Associated Press reporter asked me about this only days ago. In all honesty, if President Trump fails in his mission to make America great again, if his administration fails to bring the extraordinary reforms that he's fighting for, it will be sadly because he has surrounded himself with quislings from the Bush era. I blame Reince Priebus, the former Republican national chairman, the former White House chief of staff, who was able to overpower my friend Steve Bannon and dominate the appointments around the president. Why, for example, you would appoint Mitch McConnell's wife, the longest serving member of the George W. Bush cabinet, as your Secretary of Transportation is beyond me. Why you would let Condoleezza Rice, the cheerleader for the Iraq War, the progenitor of the falsehood, the conspiracy theory, if you will, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, dominating policy as our de facto Secretary of State. Her recommendation, Rex Tillerson, filling the job until at least January, when I have predicted right here at InfoWars, we will have a Rexit. Yes, he'll be gone by January 20th. So it is a problem, to say the least. And it is, I think, a pity that the president has not surrounded himself with people who are Trump supporters, people who actually voted for him, unlike so many members of the White House staff. Let's go back to the board here. Mark in Oregon, I'm anxious to hear your call. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, Roger, great to speak with you, and great to hear you sounding so vital and healthy.
Feeling good.
Good. Well, it's easy to tell. You're a very high-energy person. Roger, I keep the current events of significance have come so close together very recently, especially since Mr. Trump was elected president of this country, that I just try to keep up with the most important things currently. I enjoy watching them be defeated, the dark side, but at the same time, they have some real strongholds. One of these strongholds right now, as far as where this country is going to go and will Trump be successful, is to bring all of these people to justice all at one time for the crimes on paper that they have committed with full documentation. And Jeff Sessions, who I now highly suspect, if I'm not convinced, that he's actually been a plant even through his Senate career, and that he posed as a patriot enough to have people think that he was on our side. And there is no reason whatsoever that he can't initiate the legal procedures which are necessary to bring these people from Clinton's to Obama's to members of the Obama administration. All this would cause a reversal. It would give us the moral high ground. They would be shown for what they are. It would turn the whole tide of energy in this country.
Well, Mark, thank you for your call. Let me address it, if I may. I have been astounded by the actions of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. When we learned shortly after the president's election that the NSA under Barack Obama systematically spied on 30,000 Americans in violation of both the law and the Constitution, this is not some conspiracy theory. This was a declaration by the super secret FISA court. In fact, the Obama NSA was warned not to do this, but they did so anyway. This is a crime far more egregious than Watergate. Yet, under Jeff Sessions, there has been no prosecution of of Susan Rice, no prosecution of Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, Admiral Rogers, Valerie Jarrett, and those who were well aware of these illegal surveillances. These were surveillances that amounted to political espionage. In other words, the use of the U.S. taxpayer-funded official capacity of the American intelligence community for partisan political reasons. Where has Jeff Sessions been? Why has he brought no prosecution in this matter? Then, of course, he recuses himself in the matter of Russia. We know what the president thought of that from his Twitter feed. And now, incredibly, he recuses himself on the question of Uranium One. Now, in the question of Uranium One, there is a vital need for a special prosecutor. Even though we have no special prosecutor law under which the prosecutor would have to give regular reports to the attorney general, the special prosecutor would be required to get approval before expanding their investigation beyond the narrow charge they are given. We still need someone to look into the activities of, yes, Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Andrew McCabe, the associate director of the FBI, and then U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein. This gang of four were the people who covered up the Justice Department investigation into Russian bribery in connection with Uranium One. Now, when I came out and said to the Daily Caller in a terrific piece by Alex Pfeiffer, that the president should demand the appointment of a special prosecutor, literally within an hour, Vanity Fair and Raw Garbage or Raw Stuff or whatever this other lefty website are, were out with a counterpoint saying that Stone is completely wrong, his legal theory is wrong. This is so much partisan sandbagging. It's a hypocritical argument that says pursuing Uranium One requires no special counsel. Given how trumped up the charges are against Paul Manafort, amounting little more than a run-of-the-mill assistant U.S. Attorney General prosecution at best, one wonders whether I struck a nerve. Again, Mr. President, don't let your legal advisors mislead you. You have the authority to order the Attorney General to appoint a special prosecutor in the matter of Uranium One. But now, with Jeff Sessions taking himself out of the line of fire, well, that would lead unfortunately, Mr. Rosenstein. Is this exactly the reason why Jeff Sessions has recused himself? For all we know, Rosenstein would ask James Comey to be the special prosecutor in this matter. Outrageous. Let's go back to the call board if we can. Rachel calling us from Australia. Rachel, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Roger. How are you going?
Excellent.
I just wanted to say lots of prayer and support for all of you guys in America in the dark times you're going through. But the question I wanted to ask was something on the Trump supporter. I saw something earlier in the year that I've had in a question in the back of my mind about his meetings with Henry Kissinger. My understanding is that he's quite a serious globalist, and I was just wondering what those meetings were about and if they were still meeting on an ongoing basis.
Rachel, I'm going to address your question on the other side. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about Henry the K.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is former mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11, Rudy Giuliani, and you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
That's right. I'm Roger Stone, and we're back at the Alex Jones Show. I want to pick up our question from Rachel very quickly. I know a Dr. Kissinger. I have charted Dr. Kissinger's political ascension from where he started as a hardliner under Richard Nixon, became a progenitor for detente. I also know for a fact that Dr. Kissinger has been a key player in helping the president get the assistance of the communist Chinese in the matter of North Korea. So I give Dr. Kissinger credit in that limited area, but he is a globalist. Above all, Henry Kissinger worships power, and Donald J. Trump is the man who has it. I want to say that if you were watching earlier, you saw me right here on screen take a handful of my favorite InfoWars product, Brain Force. In fact, this very broadcast would not be possible without that dose of Brain Force, which I find brings me mental clarity, mental energy, really helps prepare for these broadcasts. Now, this is just one of the extraordinary sales going on at the InfoWars.com store right now. 50% off. This is highway robbery, folks. Get this incredible product while you can. When they are out, it really hurts me. I have run out because I wasn't smart enough to get on the auto charge program, and that proved to be a mistake. But you've got some extraordinary sales going on now. DNA Force back in stock. This is one of the very best products. This is a cutting edge. I strongly recommend it for vitality, for boosting the immunity. But just one shipment of this incredible product costs us around $30,000. Alex Jones insists on the very best of these all-natural products. Nothing gets on the site unless it is rigorously tested. And you can see that there are literally, in some cases, thousands of testimonials of satisfied customers. So when you go to the InfoWars.com store, whether it's Brain Force or whether it's DNA Force or whether it's any of the other fine programs, Winter Sun, this is something my wife really subscribes to. Now, it is absolutely true. With the winter sun and less sunshine, your body gets less vitamin D. This can lead to lethargy, depression, and worse. This terrific product, now also 50% off. Help yourself, help us, help the resistance, help the fight against the globalists, smack George Soros right in the nose by going now to the InfoWars.com store and stocking up on these terrific products now at extraordinary savings, thanks to the price slashing by Alex Jones. Let's go back to the board and take a few more of your calls. Glenn in Pennsylvania, we talked about Frank Rizzo's statue outrageously being removed from the city of Philadelphia. But Glenn, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Roger. I wanted to say first that I appreciate the depth of historical insight and the knowledge of the personalities and the roles they've played that you bring to us. I always learn a great deal whenever I listen to you. So here endeth the kissing up. And I did call about the Frank Rizzo issues. But first I wanted to say tomorrow they do have scheduled a refusefascism.org protest in Philadelphia at the Thomas Paine Center. And I'm considering now running out this evening and having a Hillary Clinton for President 2020 shirt printed up and then wearing it down there tomorrow and circulating about the periphery and seeing what kind of responses I get.
Well, be careful. They might call that a dirty trick. Just remember, one man's dirty trick is another man's civic participation. I'm delighted to see that Mike Smirkanish at CNN has put out a statement, a terrific piece, in which he says the right place for Frank Rizzo's statue is exactly where it is. Now, I am one who's been very critical of the folks at CNN, but on this subject, Mike Smirkanish is absolutely right. Glenn, do you have a question?
About the Frank Rizzo thing. If they move the statue, I would think one place they might consider for it would be in the South Philly area near the Italian Market. I think they talked about that with the Rocky statue and that sort of thing too, because that's South Philly is historically the strongly Italian area of the city, although the demography there is changing, but they could move it there. Or as you said, perhaps they may not actually try to move it anywhere. Now I'm 56 years of age, so I vaguely remember the Rizzo dynasty. And he and his brother was the fire chief.
Yes.
And they were like a Philadelphia institution. He did suffer something of a police brutality scandal back in the day. That was, I sort of remember that being on, in the media. But it was a time of, still have a lot of protests going on, sort of the, a lot of civil rights stuff and things like that. So we did have to endure that. But again, you know, this is the foolishness of this iconoclastic approach to everything, you know, relative to statues and historical things. It's folly, I think, to run around destroying everything in order to wipe the slate so the globalists can, rewrite American history in a revisionist fashion and blank the memories, make sure that the millennials and the people growing up don't actually get any sort of reasonable mental picture of what actually transpired so that they can implant whatever ideas they want.
That's exactly right. It's an attempt to erase our heritage. Speaking specifically, District Attorney Arlen Specter thoroughly investigated charges of police brutality under Police Commissioner Frank Rizzo, and no charges were ever brought against Rizzo. That was never official department policy. But Glenn, I thank you for your call. Let's go back to the call board. Gregory in Washington. What's on your mind, Gregory? We're here on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, hi, Roger. I've been looking into the First Amendment and how it applies to the web since 1993, so I find your recent case very interesting. And I just wanted to share an idea here with you. Using the later half of the First Amendment, I'm going to insert the word Twitter and read it.
Sure.
Twitter is the freedom of the press. The people's peacefully to assemble in the petition of the government for redress of grievances. As far as I'm concerned, Google, Facebook, all these people, they're nothing more than paper and ink sellers. And we really have to look at how to apply the First Amendment to them as if they're just selling the new form of paper and ink.
Well, Gregory, thank you for your call. I would say this. It's time for Twitter, and Google, for that matter, to be regulated like utilities. The telephone company is a privately owned company, but they cannot deny you a telephone. There are important First Amendment issues. Now, in my case, I believe that I'm being held to a different standard than others. You see the whack job, Keith Olbermann, a man who cannot hold down a day job, constantly dropping the F-bomb, attacking the president, urging his assassination, but he's still on Twitter. You see ISIS announcing that people are going to be beheaded, but they're still on Twitter. So there is clearly a different standard for people like my friend Milo or myself, and we're going to let the courts sort this out. Yes, there's a big old lawsuit coming, and the pockets of those who are supporting this lawsuit are every bit as deep as Twitter. In fact, given the fact that Twitter is losing money from bad management, one presumes, I think our war chest may be bigger. Thank you very much for your call. Again, the call for your calls, if we can put that up for me again, I would ask you, if you want to get on board here, that number is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877, there we go, 877-789-ALEX. We are open to your calls. This is my favorite part of the Alex Jones Show, the interaction with the info warriors. And I'm happy to take your calls on any question. We are moving up on the end of the show, so I ask you one more time, go to the InfoWars.com store. Help us continue to be the tip of the spear. Help yourself. Help us. Help the revolution. Go to the store now, folks. There's some great, great discounts. Many thanks, and victory or death.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible.
possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Choose to